lefty at the Palm Isle Club in Longview, Texas, Jack went with him. Jack liked the club so much that he made an offer to buy the place from the owner, Matty Castleberry. Jack bought the club and everything in it for the price of $18,900, and he took possession on April 10, 1951. Lefty now had three places he could work: the Hayride in Shreveport, Neva's in Beaumont, and now the Palm Isle in Longview. Later, the name was changed to the Rio Palm Isle. All of these places were within easy driving distance of each other. Lefty's band, the Toontoppers, relocated to Longview and changed their name to the Western Cherokees. Jack was still trying to make Lefty a permanent member of the Hayride, but that arrangement hadn't come together yet. However, Lefty still played many dates on the Hayride with fellow artists like Farron Young and Webb Pierce, to name a couple. Lefty was not only original in his singing and songwriting, but was becoming more and more original in his everyday style, like changing the English language around. For instance, if Lefty was going with someone to the show, he might say, "I'm going with you," or "I'm going either." At the same time, he would squeeze your arm or tap your shoulder, or maybe wave his hands around. He was very theatrical in all his movements. If he was walking down the street with someone and noticed that they were walking in the same way he was, he would start dragging one foot. He just refused to be like anyone else. It was also becoming increasingly harder to get Lefty anywhere on time. It became a major problem. People had to start telling him that he had to be somewhere at least 2 hours before he was actually supposed to be there, so he would be on time. If Lefty had an appointment at 1 o'clock in the afternoon,